CliffCentral.com.
Right, well, it's still at Gartner Symposium 2016 down in Cape Town, and I have Simon Carpenter from SAP with me. I was given a slap on the wrist earlier to be told how to pronounce that. I do know how to spell. I've been doing this for quite a while, and I can even dress myself in the mornings as well. So, Simon, welcome.
And he is indeed dressed. Thanks for having me on the show.
You can call this dress T-shirt and jean pant. Simon, it's actually my first time down here, but I've had a lot of exposure to Gartner and the symposium. One, they actually sponsor my show, so thanks, guys, and big up to MTN Business as well. And the last 6 weeks, I've been interviewing the Gartner aspiring innovators, which you've seen are mulling around just outside our window as well. See, we keep it together. You know, a lot of companies know SAP. We do, and they refer to it as SAP. And the police are coming. We had a little joke about that offline as well. But there's also this perception that SAP is designed for big business. Is that true? Is it designed just for big business, or is that a perception?
Not at all. In fact, there's two perceptions that are packed into the SAP brand, if you like. One is that we're for big business, and that's definitely not the case. In fact, if you look across our user community worldwide, around about 80% of all our customers, numerically speaking, are SMEs worldwide. Yeah. And that's particularly important here in Africa, where you go from a few very large organizations, you very rapidly down into the SME world.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because as I said, that has always been an understanding that it's designed for the big guys. And if they're all using it, you kind of have to use it, because then you all play nicely together.
Yeah. Look, I think there's if you go back to the early days of SAP, particularly when our client server architecture first came to the market around about the time of business process reengineering, there's no doubt that we went after the large organizations because we could see that they were struggling the most with this notion of trying to integrate a business, and our ERP systems helped them to do that. But it's not the case today at all.
And what is SAP's, I don't want to say focus because it's a bit silly, but you guys are here for a reason. You're talking to, your audience is here. The CIOs are here. The CTOs are here. The guys that are making the decisions on IT and infrastructure are here. So that's a given, and that's why you'll be speaking. But what is the vision that you see with South African businesses and the reason why you need to be integrated with their plans and what they're doing?
So I think that leads to the second perception that exists out there.
See what I did there? You led into a second perception. My invoice is on the way.
Very good. So I think along with the fact that we're perceived to be for large organizations, there's absolutely no doubt that a lot of organizations have us in a box that says we're an ERP vendor. And that was true 10 years ago. We were and remain the global leader in ERP, but we're much, much, much more than that today. And if you think about the theme of this conference, where they talk about leading 360 and driving digital to the core, we're all about how do you enable any organization of any size to participate in this digital economy. Now, you still need an ERP backbone. You've still got to govern your organization. Double entry bookkeeping doesn't disappear. Inventory management doesn't necessarily disappear. So a lot of the things we've always done, you will still need to do. But increasingly, if you want to offer an awesome customer experience, if you want to offer new value to your marketplace, you're typically not going to do that on your own. You're going to have to build double-sided business models, which means you're going to be getting much closer to your partners upstream as well as your customers downstream. And all of that is enabled by this notion of digital platforms. And that's the space we're playing in and are very, very heavily invested in today. So we're here at the show to connect with our customers, to make sure they understand that everything Gartner is talking about is in fact realizable in the SAP solution set.
It's quite interesting because I worked for a company many years ago, 14 years ago, and they were one of the first to actually put SAP in. And the reason we were putting it in was to try and it was a production environment. It was printing, large format printing. So we had inks and substrates and all kinds of weird and wonderfuls and machine time. And it was incredible once it was in, how our flows improved in that. But the challenges that we found is that the people that were interfacing with us, our suppliers who were actually customers as well, they didn't have SAP, which means that their systems weren't talking to ours. Now, I think you've just used the word 360 as part of the symposium theme. I do everything from a mobile first point of view. I refer to myself as a mobilist. You know, if I can't do it on a phone, then I don't do it, type of thing. Let me clarify, a mobile device, not just a handset. Has SAP evolved to that as well, that we can now log on, log off, be mobile? You know, don't need to be sitting behind these machines with following step-by-step processes. Is that the new look of SAP?
Absolutely. I mean, probably 2 or 3 years ago, we talked a lot about being mobile first as an organization and designing our apps for mobile first. We don't talk about that anymore. We take it for granted that a lot of the people who interact with our solutions are going to be doing so on that 3.5-inch squares of glass that they carry in their pocket.
Which, as you know, is critical, especially on this. I mean, there's other countries in the world that don't need as much as we do, but I think the last stat was 87% of our traffic is mobile traffic.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you're kind of dead in the water if it doesn't work. Going back to the integration side, are there more APIs? You know, are other systems, like, let's say, Microsoft, for example, you want to migrate in, is it easy enough to do? Because that also seemed to be that perception, as it was closed. You know, you said it was in a box, that's what they did. So you had all this awesome power, but we couldn't play it
if
we weren't there.
Yeah.
You know, you could stand outside and look over the fence and tiptoes, but can we play now? Yeah. I mean, does it talk free?
Absolutely. So, you know, the digital economy doesn't work if you're not open. So
that's why I asked.
One of the things SAP's brought to the market is this SAP HANA platform. Now, what that's all about and why that's so important in digital is all about the data. Massive amounts of data coming at you from everywhere, not just from your own systems, and coming fast, coming slow, coming structured, coming unstructured. And the winners are going to be the companies that are out there that can synthesize this information, understand what it means really, really fast, and then act on it to deliver an outcome. So central to everything we do is the SAP HANA platform, whether that's on-prem or whether it's in the cloud. Now, for us to be able to do all of that, we have to be open, top and bottom. We have to be able to ingest data from anywhere. We have to be able to share data with anywhere. So APIs and various tools and technologies at the top and the bottom of our supercomputing platform are all there to make sure this data can move freely and uninhibited through the system.
Okay, so that's fantastic news, but now I have to put my CIO hat on and say, right, does it also track the movement of that in and outflow of traffic? Because, you know, I think security and big data are probably the two buzzwords that move around every single digital person's lips. You know, it's one thing that you can share and play nicely, but if it's not secure or it's not traceable, then you're accountable. And things like with Poppy that have come into play, or supposedly have come into play, I mean, we all know no one really seems to listen to the laws, but if you're going to follow the do's and don'ts in that opened environment that you're playing in, do you still have what made SAP famous, which is the fact that every single transaction is traced, measured, stamped, re-stamped, verified, etc.?
Yeah.
So you haven't lost that core.
Absolutely, absolutely. So not, it's not only about security and authentication and encryption. Increasingly what's coming into the mix now is with this ability to gather massive amounts of data and of course to share it with your value chain partners, the issue of ethics also comes into play. So we're heavily invested in all of those areas because we know, I mean, we've seen what's just happened with that massive breach at Yahoo. I mean, that's huge.
Well, they were going to discuss that down here, I think. Someone's actually, today or tomorrow, there was going to be a panel discussion about that. But as you say, and it causes panic, you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that you've trusted a system. And let's be honest, Yahoo's not a small company. You know, it's not like it's just some little guy that started up something and did well.
Exactly.
I've gone and changed my passwords now, as the advice. You know, and I had to really think hard about it because, like everyone else, I probably have 3 or maybe 4 password combinations that I use everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had to like reinvent the wheel.
You need a supercomputer just to manage your passwords.
Correct.
These days. But it's a hugely important point. And, you know, one of the things that I'm excited about at SAP is these new data management, data processing capabilities that we're able to do with our HANA platform are taking us into places we didn't particularly play before. So in healthcare, for example, we're using our platform to help researchers and doctors to understand very, very deeply what your genome, what your proteomes look like, so that we can start to personalize treatment, both drugs and treatment regimes for you. Now, that's really sensitive information. You sure have to be able to lock that down carefully.
Oh, that's interesting. So what is the next steps, or what are we going to be seeing coming from SAP in the next 6 months to a year? You know, where's the focal point at the moment, or where's the prediction on growth or opportunities in the enterprise?
So I think the focal point for us really is helping our customers to innovate. You know, we for a long, long time, we've been, especially with ERP, we've been all about helping them to standardize, rationalize, standardize, harmonize business processes. And many companies have done really well out of that. They've taken huge cost out of their businesses. They've created much more visibility, transparency, better governance. But now in this new economy, it's all about how do I take this data and how do I apply my mind to what I might be able to do with that in new partnerships, in new business models and so forth. So a lot of what we're doing and some of the most exciting work we're doing is around innovation.
Okay. Well, which is nice. It breaks the perceptions.
Exactly, you know? Right.
Fantastic. Well, Simon, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck with your keynote tomorrow, I think, if I'm
it's
not mistaken.
It's on Wednesday. Wednesday, yeah.
You're getting close to the graveyard shift, and the guys have gone through the...
Absolutely, yeah. Hopefully there'll still be someone
there. No, I'm sure they will. They've got to get their tickets stamped in there to make sure they can prove they were here.
Absolutely.
But enjoy the rest of the show, and I look forward to see what's coming out of SAP in the future.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Cheers. CliffCentral.com.